I'm Phyllis Wheeler. I'm a deacon, and it's my turn today. McKinley will be on next week. We'll just have to wait. So I want to tell you a story about grace and peace. In 1969, a group of seminarians, actually it may have started in 1968, some seminarians got together and started a kind of a discussion group. This is at Covenant Seminary. And they were joined by Ted and Gladys Smith, and they decided to start a house church at Ted and Gladys's house. So Gladys is, of course, right here in the front row. So the church grew, and people were really loving to discuss the works of Francis Schaeffer, who is a Presbyterian theologian. And they forged a bond with Francis Schaeffer, who was living in Switzerland in a study community called Le Brie. And Francis Schaeffer sent many of his study people to come to St. Louis and be at Grace and Peace. So pretty soon, Grace and Peace, they outgrew the house. So they moved to a storefront church over here in the Skinker to Bolivar neighborhood, about a half a mile west. And they took the Francis Schaeffer's and Jesus's exhortations seriously to care for the poor. And they moved in mass into the neighborhood over here, which at the time had suffered horribly from white flight and was a dangerous place to be. So there are 70 Grace and Peacers moved into this neighborhood. This was really pretty extraordinary when you consider that at the time the Presbyterian Church was very suburban and focused on the needs and wants of the suburban Christian. And so it became, let's see. So with 70 of them in the neighborhood, they forged a bond. It became really quite an extraordinary community. They basically, you know, walked to church together. They went, did many things not at church together. They lived in community and in various houses and apartment buildings. And some of them became crime victims. So this period of, the ministries that they had were for outreach to the children of the neighborhood. And also, they set up a nonprofit affordable housing corporation. And then, of course, they had three services, and one of them was aimed at they called it the neighborhood service, with music and so on for that service. So that lasted until the church really kind of grew so much that it was bursting at the seams, even though it had three services. And they moved, decided to become a different kind of church. They bought this building and moved into it in 1985. And that is the year that I personally showed up. So since then, what Grace and Peace does and is have kind of gradually changed and shifted. But we still have ministries that the Lord calls us to. We're living all over the city now. But I think we have something to learn from the people who were here in the 70s at Grace and Peace. They went through this extraordinary experience. And many of them are going to come back for our anniversary. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity for the rest of us to get to know them, and find out what we can learn and how we might answer God's call in a similar or a different way from them. And I also wanted to point out that among us there are also still many of these people. And I would like them to stand if they can, except for Gladys, she can sit. But anybody who please stand, who was here in Grace and Peace in the 70s, please. Just look around you, see who they are. Thank you. So for the anniversary coming up here, as you were told last week, the hospitality committee is not going to be directing what's going on in terms of the actual anniversary. So we all need to be the hospitality committee now and plan to do at least one thing to serve at this anniversary. I challenge you to that, do one thing. And so we're having a ministry fair today. And at the ministry fair, we'll have the Grace and Peace Ministries. You'll be able to see what they are, what you could talk to people about, how you could participate, see where the Lord is calling you. And also, there's Dave Peters will be manning the anniversary table with our sign-up sheet. So please come and dig in and see what the Lord might have for you.